Fred Film Radio, Zurich Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 15th edition of Zurich Film Festival, and we're here with Agnieszka Holland, director of Mr. Jones. Thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Hi, guys.
We're in a cafeteria, so that's why the noisy environment. You directed a film set in the pre-war scenario, we would say, pre-World War II. Why were you interested in this scenario, in these circumstances around or previous to the war?
You know, I'm interested in 30s of 20th century. It means the moment when the memory of the first grand war was very present, and in the same time the danger of the second war was coming slowly but surely, and the fascism was born, and the communism change from some dream to the reality, and the Stalin became the dictator, and a lot of things, the frustration of the people, the big crisis, the use of the propaganda and media to cheat and to fool the people, the fake news, all this was so important and so efficient that somehow it reminds me what's going on right now. It means, well, I thought that it's very, the period of 30s, without being simplistic, without telling that it's exactly the same period, it's a different period. But a lot of things which were going on then are relevant today. And the questions about, for example, the freedom of media and the objectivity of the media and the responsibility of the press and of the journalism, and the price to pay for the courage. That is all the questions which I think relevant. You know, when we've been preparing the film in the middle of European Union country, in Slovakia, young journalist, he was 27 years old, was killed, murdered, together with his girlfriend, because he was investigating the lies between Italian mafia and the Slovak government. So suddenly I've seen that it's very much like in my movie, you know, that this courage of the investigating journalists and the reaction of a corrupted government is very much the same. So I thought that it's important to speak about it. And another thing is, you know, the crime, like Stalin's crimes, are practically forgotten and forgiven, and I think it's not right. It put the shadow on our present and on our future.
And why do you think we don't learn the lessons from the past? I mean, today we have the internet, we have Google, we have information at our fingerprints. In 1940, in 1937, we didn't have that. Why don't we learn the lessons from the past?
Because we are stupid. Humanity is stupid, lazy. And, you know, the people are fooled by the fake news if they want to be fooled. They prefer, you know, the fake news than the real news. So, and the internet changes a lot. The internet is such a, you know, such a chaos and such an incredible amount of the information, so easy to manipulate. It can be one of the biggest dangers. Of course, it's wonderful also because we have the access to the content, we have the access to the information, and it's very democratic. Anyone can have this access. But to have the access and to make the selection and to make the judgment what is true and what is fake, that it needs a real education. And we got this tool without any kind of previous education. So the people are suddenly, you know, they are suddenly in the hands of charlatans, or political charlatans. Look at Steve Bannon, look at the people like him.
I've been in the festival circuit this year since Venice, and the main topic this year is again, the lack of women in the official selections. And the thing that was asked in the Venice press conference was if the president of the jury, which is Lucrezia Martel, believed in quotas or not. And she said, yes and no. What's your answer?
Well, I do believe in quotas, you know, because I think that what the festival directors like Barbera or Thierry Frémont says, okay, we would like to have more women's films, but they are not as good. It's a bullshit, you know. I'm watching a lot of films by women, and they are as good as a film of men. It's not, it's less of them, of course. So you have to help them a bit. But if you are voiceless for the centuries, it's very difficult to speak exactly the same voice as a man's voice. And sometimes it is that for the men, and mostly, you know, mostly important critics or festival directors are men. The point of view of women is not so interesting. They don't understand it, you know. I remember, you know, what kind of the problems, you know, Jane Campion had. So, no, I think it's a bullshit. And the quotas, yeah, quotas are pushing those guys to open up. And when they open up and suddenly, you know, the women's voice is put on the same level as a man's voice, suddenly the people are listening to that.
I don't know if you have this impression, but one of the directors there in Venice, Shannon Murphy, which is a very young director from Australia, she told in her press conference she was kind of fed up of the questions about being a female director.
Because they are making some kind of the strange animal from you, and the women are the half of the humanity. So come on, you know.
You've received this question a lot in your career. How can we keep talking about this topic without the topic questions?
I think that we have to make the pressure on the, you know, people who are responsible for the selection and for the financing and for the distribution. It has to be constant fight, and one day we will win.
The other,
I see the big change in the conscience of the women, because they've been shy a bit. They felt, okay, maybe we don't have the rights to push ourselves. We have to accept that we are maybe not as good, you know, etc., etc. This new generation of women is different. It's changing. We're in Poland, for example. It's a generation, two generations actually, because they're very young women directors and like the middle-aged women directors. And they are fantastic. And they are not shy anymore. They claim, you know, their rights to speak.
The other issue, the other main issue in Venice was the Polanski issue, the separation between life and career. And I'm quoting Lucrecia Martel again. She said, I cannot separate life and career. And despite that, I can give an award to Polanski, like she did. What do you think?
She was changing her mind several times, you know, it was a little, yeah.
It's kind of tricky, like the
first she said that she will not go to see his movie, but then why she accepted to be, you know, in the jury, so after she realized that it's maybe not so good, so she, no, it was unfortunate. We are in Zurich when Polanski supposed to come for his retrospective a few years ago. And he was arrested, and he spent several months in prison and then in house arrest for the same reason. You know, I'm very much against any kind of the pedophilia or the, you know, abuse on young women, on women in general, but I'm also against this kind of the hypocrisy which around this affair, because it happened, you know, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 40, long time ago, right? His old man today is a different man, and the victim forgave him several times. In any kind of European law, this crime will be proscribed. It's over. And for years, it didn't bother anything. Everybody knew about it from the very beginning, but the people say, okay, you know, let it be. He got the Palme d'Or, he got the Oscars. No one was speaking, and suddenly, you know, 40 years later, it becomes like terrible news. I think it's not just. I think that even the worst crimes, in some point, you know, can be forgiven if the perpetrator says that he really is deeply sorry, and he said it many times, and his victims, it's claiming for years. Let it be. I forgave him. He's, you know, it means it's something. I think that he became some kind of the book emissary of the guilt of the society. The society accepted the things like that, like with Harvey Weinstein. Everybody knew about Harvey, that he's a pig. Everybody knew. And the, when the, those young actresses were talking about it, and one was the girlfriend of Brad Pitt, and another was girlfriend of Quentin Tarantino, what they fucking did about it? They went to Harvey and say, Harvey, you know, come on, don't fool with her, she's my girlfriend. And that was. When the young actresses were going to the agents were telling, you know, shut your mouth because it will be, your career will be, you know. And Academy, who, you know, on Academy, American Film Academy of Oscars, everybody was like thanking Harvey Weinstein for years and years. And the people knew very well what he was doing. So it's a lot of hypocrisy, you know. And I'm glad that the perpetrators are punished, but I think that we have to be careful not to, you know, to shoot the big book emissaries, because it's not right.
Okay, Agnieszka Holland, director of Mr. Jones, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
I'm David Martos. This is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.